Pakistan, India, Thailand, Malaysia. These countries are directly and today have been affected by the consequences of this energy crisis. And we are already seeing disruptions on a large scale of energy supplies in these countries. And these countries are already taking steps way more severe than any other European countries is undertaking right now. It should be also understood that this crisis cannot be simply avoided by the EU. Europe will suffer the long wave consequences of what is happening right now in Asia, delayed by weeks, days, maybe months, but in the end, what is happening in Asia will also affect European consumers and suppliers.